Do you feel ready?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for being here. The intro most likely is already recorded.
Okay.
Differently. Or perhaps not. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Just in case, welcome everybody to MusicCast. This is our first episode. MusicCast is a project that I'm starting today, March 18 in 2021. And I want this to be the podcast about music that doesn't really talk about music. We're just going to have a conversation, and I'm going to show my guest, this time my sister, a song that I think that is amazing. It doesn't have to be because it's technically difficult or because it's proficient, made a legend or whatever. It's a song that is important to me because it...
Actually, two songs.
In your case, two songs, right. You're getting me two songs. So this song can be important to you or to the person who's going to be here with me because it brings a memory, it brings a feeling, or anything in particular, or you just think that it's so amazing that you want to show me.
Yeah.
Why do you
like it?
Right. So you want to go first or you want me to start?
You start.
All right, I'm going to start. This song, well, you're my sister, so I know you already heard this. Perhaps you don't remember the name or anything like it, but I know I have put it before in the car, in the radio, anywhere. My song is Bicycle Race by Queen.
I don't recall the name.
You don't recall the name?
No.
Well, it's okay. No problem. Bicycle Race is, let's get a little bit technical information on the song. It was released in 1978. It's for the album Jazz. Now, this song is really important to me because, okay, do you remember a song, the first song that you hear about a band or about a musician that you say, oh my God.
It's what gets you stuck to them.
Right.
It makes you want to keep listening to them, their music.
Right. And not necessarily has to be like the biggest song that the album or the group itself has. It's just the song that it got you introduced to them.
Mm-hmm.
This particular song is really important because it was introduced to me by my aunt, mi titata, and my cousin Julio. It's not even my first Queen song, but I would say that from this point on, I became a rocker.
It made you...
a metalhead. Yeah. Yes. It's like the beginning, the inception moment. Like I decided, okay.
So it is a very important song to you.
Yeah.
Special song to you.
Oh, yes, it is. Again, Bicycle Race is not necessarily the most popular. It was a single when it was released in 1978. But, you know, you have Bohemian Rhapsody. You have, of course, I forget all the names right now. Don't Stop Now, Radio Gaga, and so on. But this brings me to this particular memory. Christmas time. I think it was from my cousin Julio. He put it in the radio and they started running around and jumping and dancing to the song. And I was like, okay,
this is different. It must be good.
Yeah, this is different to what I've just heard. And I remember, you know, the Christmas tree, the Christmas present, all my family together.
Yeah.
They didn't like the song. My family was not...
And knowing you, you like everything that nobody else likes.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing I think is everybody wanted to hear like the regular Christmas music and all that. And the three of us were like, oh no, we gotta listen to this. I was like, okay, I wanna be with them. Yeah. And it sounded, different to whatever I have heard before. So I started to look more and more into this group, into Queen. And from Queen, it was almost impossible to jump to similar groups.
Yeah.
This gotta be 2001, 2002. So no Spotify, no...
Apple Music, nothing.
No YouTube.
Then how do you hear it?
I know, right? It was difficult. So I actually had to borrow compact discs and cassettes and start looking for rock music in the streets, trying to get like a record store or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And because they noticed that I liked it so much, they started to show me more. Okay, if you like this, why don't you like this other and try other and other and try more?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, in this point, I don't remember who, he made a copy. Mm-hmm. And that was it. I was listening to the whole album all day long. I didn't even know English at the time. So it was this...
It was really good for you if you didn't even know the lyrics or what they were saying.
Right. So the good thing about...
the music.
Yeah. The good thing about when I didn't know English is that I can fall in love with a song mm-hmm. twice. Because I fell in love with the music. Mm-hmm. And
when you didn't understand, and then you fell in love again when you did understand.
Right.
That happens to me when I listen to songs of when I didn't know English. And now I listen to them, it's like a new vibe, a good new vibe.
Right.
Now that I understand.
It's cool, right? It's cool.
Yeah.
Because again, you it's like you're hearing two different songs and you have two different emotions mm-hmm. with the same song.
It's like it's like hearing it all over again for the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly like that. Now, even further into this song, I have heard different instruments before. Mm-hmm. Drums, guitar, bass, even outside of rock, because of course these instruments are everywhere. But this song has a solo of bicycle bells.
Wow.
Yeah, it has a guitar solo, it has a whole thing, but they were crazy.
Bicycle bells.
Yeah, and if you remember the movie, mm-hmm. they were kind of crazy. And
yeah,
they like
very
to...
much.
Mm-hmm. So,
they like to create the sounds with different things that are not interesting. What's it called?
Interesting?
No. They are not usual.
Common? Oh, usual, okay. Yeah, exactly. So... I think it's time that we listen to the song real quick, and we'll be right back with anybody who's listening.
By listening to it, I just know they had fun making it.
Right.
In the studio. I imagine them having fun while making it. Mm. And it gives me like movie song vibes.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it was used in a couple of movies, actually.
Really?
Yeah, but
it's like when the funnest part is happening in the movie.
Right, everybody's just having a good time.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a good vibe song.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and again, this is the song that introduced me to Queen and to the whole rock genre itself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I always like to listen to that song every once in a while, or even when I'm a little sad. Because it's such a fun memory to remember that song that it
cheers you up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun fact about this song. The video is actually, and if you've seen the cover of the single, you see a naked lady.
Mm-hmm. In a bicycle.
This song, Freddie Mercury wrote it because they were recording the whole album in France, and he had the opportunity to see the Tour de France. Mm-hmm. The bicycle race. Mm-hmm. So he got inspired, he wrote it, and then he made a video with, I believe it was like 50-something ladies, naked, doing a bicycle race in the Wimbledon Stadium, the tennis stadium in London. And it was just, you know, crazy. It was
like
censored.
Yeah.
It was banned in a couple of countries. And there's a rumor, or something like that, saying that when the company noticed what they were doing with their bicycles, because they rented the bicycles, they made the group to pay for all the seats.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And you could actually see that they use angles to try to avoid
nudity,
but you can still
see.
Yeah. Every once in a while. And I think there's like a couple of nipples like, hey. They just, hey. Sorry, that one went out. And there. If you go to YouTube and try to watch it, I believe it asks you for like the over 18 requirement because of the nipple. Fun fact, real quick.
About the nipple.
About nipples. There's another song, System of a Down, Toxicity. There's a nipple that is just...
It's just there.
It's just there. Yeah. They're looking at the crowd and one of the ladies just flashed the camera and it's there. So
they don't take it off.
It's there. It's so small, so fast. But there's nipples in YouTube.
A lot of them.
A lot of them. Yeah. Okay, so I think you heard my song.
You're ready to listen to mine?
Sure. Tell me about your song. What you got for me?
Okay. I have two. I'm going to go first with Telepatía.
Okay. Telepathy in Spanish.
It's a Spanglish song. Okay. It's about a long-distance relationship. The singer is a Colombian-American singer.
Yeah. Okay, let's give some technical information on the song, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, the singer is Kali Uchis, mm-hmm. I think is called, pronounced.
It's the first song I heard of her, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Good. So we're in first-time songs.
Yeah.
Cool. It was released, I see here, on November 18, 2020. So we got like 5 months with this song.
Yeah.
And it became popular because TikTok, they love
it. That's how I...
Okay.
I heard this song on TikTok.
Okay.
But I usually hate to listen to TikTok songs on like the radio. I must like really like it to hear it, actually get it on my playlist.
Okay.
I think it's like the second song that I actually liked like that from a TikTok trend or whatever.
The love and hate of TikTok.
Yeah, because you listen to it so much.
Yeah, like, and everybody start using it, and yeah, I know.
But this song is, I don't know, just the first time I heard it, I was like, I have to listen to the whole song. Because, you know, it's a minute long videos on TikTok.
Right, so you listen partially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I heard it, and it suits so calming, and so you feel like in a plane, chilling.
Okay. What would you say is the genre of the music, of the song? You say it's pop, it's reggae, alternative?
Maybe alternative.
Okay.
I think that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, and does it want to make you listen more about this singer, or?
I know with this song, she dropped an album. Okay. I've been listening to some of their songs of the album, mm-hmm. but that one's still my favorite one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first time.
Oh, the video mm-hmm. dropped today.
Okay. Yeah. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It's the typical video, a girl walking around in a city in Colombia. She was walking around in Colombia.
Okay.
And guys were behind her, but she didn't pay attention to anyone.
Did the official video
have nipples? No.
No nipples. Okay, let's know that. No nipples in Telepatía. Okay. Did the video actually, do you think it goes with the song, how you felt it at the beginning?
Not really. I don't think I like the video that much.
Okay, but you still like the song.
I like the song, yeah.
All right. Okay, what does it bring a memory by any chance, perhaps in your past?
Right now, mm-hmm. it doesn't bring me a memory, but I see myself in the future listening to it and remembering this time, this pandemic time.
Oh, okay, so you associate the song with the pandemic.
Because since it's a long-distance relationship, you know, everybody's keeping distance, everybody's far from a lot of people. So I know for sure that in a few years I'm going to listen to the song again and remember this time.
Okay, and how long do you think it will take for you to hate it because you see it in TikTok every day?
Well, a few months.
Until maybe, we get a new song from TikTok. Yeah. Okay, question about TikTok songs.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Jason Derulo...
Oh, hate it.
Is it originally from him or he got the song...
Savage Love, that one.
Uh-huh. Because I
if I'm not wrong, I think it's not original, not from him.
He heard it on TikTok and mm-hmm. he used that sound to create a song. Yes. Because that's what I think too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Because there was another one like that too.
Oh, okay. Either way, we hate both songs. Yeah,
hate them both. Yeah.
I don't know why. Why would you try to make
something that's already made?
And that I don't know if it's meant to be hated, but. I have never seen, oh no, yeah, I really like that TikTok sound.
So I'm going to make it again.
Yeah.
Make it my way.
I'm looking here at more information on Telepatía and Kali Uchis. Oh, it's not her first album.
It's not?
No. She had a debut solo
album.
She
did win a Grammy on Sunday.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. I don't know which category, though.
Oh, okay. But I can tell that the song is number 11 on the Billboard Global 200.
Yeah.
The power of TikTok, I can, wow.
I mean, the song is really good, too.
Okay, okay, yeah.
So let's not give all credit to TikTok.
Okay, okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. And well, good for her, because now her career is getting a boost because of TikTok.
Yep.
All right. So let's, you want to hear it?
Yeah. Well, do you?
Of course you want to. Yeah. Let's listen to Kali Uchis, Telepatía. Yeah, I will be right back. Okay, we heard it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked it. Yes, yes, I did. I did. I'll be honest. I like, I would say...
The switching of the
languages. The switching of the languages and the switching of the whole energy in the song.
Mm-hmm.
After the first chorus, there's a switch. There's a change. And I can understand what you say. It's kind of a good vibes, but melancholy at the same time.
So chill.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to ride a bike around.
You know what it make me want to do? Like, be in a coffee shop.
A coffee shop?
In a coffee shop, just looking through a really big window.
Mm-hmm.
Just people walking by.
It made me ride a bike in, like, a city. Just minding my own business.
The city is full of people?
Yes.
Hmm.
Is the coffee shop full of people?
Not necessarily, but there's a lot of people walking.
Hmm. Maybe you were at the coffee shop and I rode around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, but there's no nipple, but there's she wants her nipples to be touched.
Okay.
She actually tells that.
Yeah.
It's
she said that they're making love.
Telepathy.
Yeah.
Telepathically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the South Florida ads and they are telepathically.
Telepathically.
Yeah. Like, you know, telepathically. But I like it. I like it. I think it is a song that it could really remind us a lot of the old times.
Yeah.
Or for me, at least, that's what it does. It's going to remember you the pandemic.
Yeah.
I kind of remember the times before the pandemic.
Before the pandemic, okay.
Yeah, because I could be with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I could be with my friends, be with family members, or be in a big gathering, go to a concert. I miss concerts so much.
I want to go to a concert too. Actually, I am going to a concert soon.
Are you?
Yes.
Don't you have work?
No.
No?
No.
You're going to skip work that day?
Yes.
Good. I can't. I can't.
I'll send you videos.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I think I actually have plans for that day. I'm gonna go to a bar and sit in a corner and just
enjoy.
Like one, two beers, that's it, and go home.
Hmm.
And yeah. So
it's gonna be a chill weekend.
Yeah. So I'll be expecting the videos.
For sure.
All right. Okay, so Kali Uchis. I'm not sure if I'm going to hear more from her.
I don't think you will.
But that's not necessarily bad.
No.
I mean, I could give it a try. Because, you know, I always like to listen more. And I did like a lot the low five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like chill, kind of even rainy music in the background.
Yeah.
I love a song like that. It always makes me like, okay, I'm going to pay attention at least.
You know, I listen more to the song, like to the music than to the lyrics. You know that about me.
Yes, yes.
I barely pay attention to the lyrics. If it's
so dangerous sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're listening to horrible lyrics.
I do that.
Oh my God, it's I don't know, disturbing.
But this, I like this so much, I pay attention to every single detail.
Question, when you're riding the bike, is sunny or cloudy?
Sunny. To me, it's a sunny morning, like around 10:30.
Oh, very different. For me, it's a coffee shop, but it's around 6:30 p.m. It's kind of getting to dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn?
Yeah.
No. When is the sun is...
The sunset.
The sunset, yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent here, having troubles with language. But that works.
It was a switching of the language in the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Candle lady.
But yeah, I mean, Caliuchis. Everybody should give it a try. I mean...
Yeah, for sure.
I think if you are not in TikTok as much, like me,
mm-hmm.
you can appreciate it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because some people might hate it because they are... You know, listening, once and another. But no, it's a good song.
It is.
Okay, and you told me you had a second one.
Yeah, this one is full in Spanish.
No problem. I mean, if they want to listen to it, go. If not, it's still going to be in the Spotify playlist. Yeah. So they're going to hear it.
Okay.
They're going to hear at some point, yeah. What's the song?
The song is Confianza, Trust,
mm-hmm.
by Micro TDH. He's a Venezuelan rapper, musician.
Curly hair guy.
Yeah, curly hair guy.
I like that.
Really
about
handsome.
Him. Oh, look at him. He's from Mérida.
Mm-hmm.
He's Gochito.
Gocho.
Look at that. All right. Oh, he's a trapper too.
Mm-hmm. His voice is so sweet. I'm in love with his voice.
No, he has a good voice. I can tell you then. He's only 21. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel old and I need more money.
My concert is, he's going to be in the concert and I'm going to see him twice this month.
This month?
Yep.
Because he's coming to Miami later?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
You're a groupie. You're following him around. Be careful with the next step of the groupies. Just follow him around.
That was actually not planned.
Okay.
Because the concert was going to be in December, but he moved it to April, so.
Thank you, COVID. So, what's the song? Confianza, right?
Yes.
Trust. Do you know when this song was released?
Because it was 2 years ago.
Okay, 2019.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like this song because it's, you know, we live in a bubble. We do the same thing every day, every single day. We're on our phones all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is pretty much like, get out of that, you know, go to, I don't know, walk around, go to the beach, go in a mountain, something like that. Just get out of your comfort zone.
Okay, but by yourself or?
No, he's like talking about a girl that's used to the same thing over and over.
Okay, why did you get me this song? Why did you brought it to me? Why is it special for you?
It's special for me because this one reminds me of times before COVID.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And how much we should appreciate everything. And it's not all about our phones, not all about technology, the bubble that we live in every single day.
You know that what you're saying and...
What I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you're every day in your phone.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
That's why I like the song because I should get out of my phone.
But where do you hear?
I can hear it in the radio too. That's not my phone.
Have you?
No. I really like the song.
Okay.
That's okay. And it also gives me really good vibes.
So if you're going to see him twice this month.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning for the photo or?
Yeah, I'm going to get on my phone for that.
No, but I mean, are you trying to get a photo with him?
I mean, I'll try. I have two opportunities this month. I shouldn't miss it.
Right. I think in the first one, the one that you're going in a couple of weeks
next week
next week
yeah
or 2 weeks from now
yeah that
okay So it's a very small concert. It's only like 100 people are attending to the concert, so it's going to be very personal.
I hope I see him.
You have to make your sister take a picture with the singer of Cultura.
If she doesn't do it, I would do it.
Please. And if it, no, you know what you should do? You should try to get on a video.
Mm-hmm.
Video call me.
Mm-hmm.
And I will try to invite them here to my podcast. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would try.
Okay.
What's the worst thing that could happen? You could invite him, invite...
Micro.
Micro, yeah. Cultura, Caramelo. Invite everybody. Come on.
I will.
Yeah.
I might as well do that.
And just in case, when you see Micro again, you tell him, mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for an answer.
If he says no the first time, he will say yes the second time.
At least for an effort. He's mm-hmm. going to say like, okay, you really want me to be in that podcast. So.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. What else can you tell me about this song?
I haven't heard it in a minute, but it's the song I listen to when I'm not in the best place.
Oh, it's a song that you use to cheer you up.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that your personality, I mean, depending on what you're going through, you always choose
a type of song. Yeah. I don't know how to explain my feelings very well, but I do find something that explains them for me. And it's usually with music.
Yeah. That's normally how I know if you have problems or yeah. what you're going through. Depending on what you're putting in the radio that day, I'm like, oh, crap. Something fucked up just happened.
Yeah.
Or she might be
happy. I listen a lot to Micro when I'm sad.
I notice.
Yeah.
I notice. I don't know exactly when do you listen to Cardi B, but I, but I mean, like, you could avoid that feeling for me.
I listen to Cardi B when I feel like a bad bitch.
Good. It's good to feel like a bad bitch sometimes. Yeah. I think I do have my bad bitch song. Yeah.
As long as it's not WAP.
No, good. I don't have a Cardi B bad bitch song. I think mine is way worse.
Which one? GC?
No.
The Anuel?
No.
Okay.
It's, I don't know if I even want to say it, but it's from Taylor Swift.
Okay.
You see that? Yeah. There's some, like, I feel like a bad bitch. A bad bitch from, I don't know, like a southern state, really thin, blonde, but bad bitch.
No, bad bitch. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so shall we go with Micro?
We should.
Okay, Micro TDH, which has nothing to do with THC. But you know his smokes.
Yeah, yes, we know.
Anybody who has that earrings is smoking weed. Yes, I knew that song.
Yeah.
I remember that song. I like that song.
You do?
Yes, I actually like the singer. I think he's a...
Proud of him. I'm really proud of him.
Why?
Because he made it out the hood, let's say.
Okay, the hood from Mérida. I mean, gotta be a hood from Mérida, Venezuela. Of course it gotta be. But no, I like him. I like him. I think he's
putting Venezuela in a little better place, let's say. We're not that bad as people think. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot to say about this song.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, I don't know if I like every song of him, but you have shown me a couple of Micro, yeah. And I like them so far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has a lot of lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the song is long, mm-hmm. but he says a lot. And
yeah.
That's one way for me to, okay, I think this song is good. Yeah. And he's not saying stupid things.
Yeah.
He's actually making...
sentences
and complicated sentences sometimes, and he's trying to send a message. Second, it reminds me of a French song.
Mm-hmm.
You hear in the background the lady singing. I know yeah. she's singing in English, but
there's some parts that is in another language,
which I think is French.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why my mind keeps going back to a song that I have heard before in French.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to look into it. I just want to remember. But every time that you put me that song, my mind goes like, oh,
what am I listening to? Yeah, I heard this before.
Yeah. And I start looking like crazy through my brain to see if I remember. And at some point I will.
You will.
I think I have to do something with an alternative singer that uses old songs.
Mm-hmm.
And try to like remaster them
mm-hmm.
with a modern vibe or something like that. But yeah, I mean, I will get into there. Another song that gives me lo-fi vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me a little bit of what you're going through right now.
I think I'm very chill at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have plans of getting better soon.
Yeah.
That's good for you. You're in that point.
Yes.
Okay. So are you going to... Well, you're going to two concerts. So you're
yes.
just waiting for anything that he gets
mm-hmm.
on the plan. I don't mind if you put him on the radio. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I noticed that you guys actually like when I put their songs. His songs.
Yeah, Jane likes him.
She and really for her does. To like something, ooh.
And even if, and a song that you put is like double ooh.
Yeah, ooh, ooh.
No, that one was horrible, that song.
Which one?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, we don't talk about that one.
Oh, good. Thank you. A song that disappeared in our lives. That's a song that I could actually like ban from this podcast. Yes. I know it's episode one, but I don't want that song here.
No, we don't talk about that.
Okay, so that never happened. What do you think is gonna happen with him?
I think he's gonna be very famous. Really? I don't think that. Yeah.
If he keeps with this kind of songs, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not that I don't want him to do something commercial, because at the end of the day, commercial is what makes you famous. Facemus. In Facebook, you can be Facemus, right? Oh my god. Okay. No, don't touch me with your toe. But if he creates it more of these songs, he's going to find a very specific group that will follow him forever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure.
Sometimes when I like a new artist, or he's still
new,
he's still new, I'm always scared that he creates something so commercial that it becomes a one hit wonder. You lose him forever, or you lose her forever.
Yeah, you know, one of the things of why I like Bad Bunny is because
oh my god, we're going there.
Okay. Yeah, we're going. Of course, we're going there. That's my husband.
Well, tell him to send some alimony, or I don't know, like.
Well, is that he wanted to get out of the usual rap and he wanted to do things by himself.
I can see that.
And he's in a really good place right now. Like he says, he's in his peak.
I don't like his hairstyle right now.
Why? He's rocking his curls too.
No, but at least in the Grammys. I saw the Grammys. Mm-hmm. Okay, I cannot believe I'm going to talk about Bad Bunny, but there's something that I didn't like about the Grammys.
What?
They only post, and he's in the Grammy YouTube account, the official Grammy YouTube account, 38 seconds of his presentation. Mm-hmm. And in the other presentation, they posted the whole presentation.
The whole thing, yeah.
So it's like, part of me is happy.
I think it was like, oh yeah, we got the Hispanics here too.
Yeah, but they did it so wrong if they did it like that. Yeah. Because you should put the whole video. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a good or bad presentation, mm-hmm. whether I like it or not, if you get him there, you know, if you hire him and I know you're going to be here at the Grammys, you should at least put the whole video.
Exactly. He worked on it.
Yeah. But I didn't really like his hairstyle. He looks like a ratchet Mickey. You see, you're laughing because you know it's true.
No, I mean, I like it more than before when he had all these lines on his head.
Lights?
Lines.
Oh, okay. Yeah, lines, yeah, no, yeah. I heard light, like, I didn't see that one.
No.
Okay.
But there's not a song that he drops that doesn't become a hit. Not lately.
Hmm. That's good, I guess.
It is good.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, for him. I'm not a fan of reggaeton, but good for him, I guess.
Se hace la difícil.
No! Well, I think this is it.
Yeah.
We made it.
Yeah.
You had fun?
Very much.
That's good. Well, for anybody who's listening, thank you for joining in our first episode of MusicCast.
Thank you for having me on your first episode.
And I hope to have you back soon.
I will come back soon.
And who knows if in the future we can... You have to get me that interview with Mikro Tadeache, you know?
I'll try my best. All right. I promise.
Okay. So make sure to follow us on our social media, MusicCast in Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're also going to have a playlist in Spotify, MusicCast. We are going to put your songs, and everybody who's coming, mm-hmm. they're going to have their songs in there. So you can listen to it while as we're going through the episode. We're going to have a Discord server as well. So, you know, I'm just trying to give the options for everybody to follow us. And we'll see you in the next episode. Or you'll hear us in the next episode.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye.